On another occasion, when Jesus was asked which commandments of God's law were the most important, his answer was immediate. We are to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves. To serve God and neighbor in love that way. That is what serve means in our tradition. It means what we love and give ourselves to above all. Part of that love is deep respect of the other and genuine self-giving. In this case, surrender of ourselves to God and doing whatever we can for the benefit of every neighbor, near and far. It means honoring God and the image of God in our neighbors. Scripture and the deep part of our tradition call putting anything, whatever, above God and neighbor, idolatry. God did not and does not tolerate putting anything in God's place as divine, as what we worship and serve, what we finally love and devote ourselves to above all. Idolatry includes mistaken and distorted loves that take precedence over the love of God and of neighbor. For us, especially in our readings today, love of possessions, love of money. We cannot give our whole life to serve anything at all in God's place without ruin of our relationship with the real God. So you cannot serve God and wealth. Now, I am not talking about individuals only that are called to do this. And in the case of many of the nations of the world, perhaps including our own, not doing so well. The world today, rich nations in first place, but poor ones as well, as in real danger of seeing the only common good being the service of the false gods of wealth and power. Now that the most wealthy and powerful are obviously on top, and the poor are at best ignored by them, or as we see in Gaza, victims of violence. We have heard what Amos had to say in God's name about that. The problem, though, is not having or valuing possessions or money as such, of having a robust and creative economy, personally or nationally or internationally. Such things may well be God's blessing, and we do well to thank God for them. The problem is serving possessions and money, loving them above God and our neighbors, wherever those neighbors are, building my life upon things that are not God. Heaven knows in my own life, I have encountered in myself many candidates for idolatry and slipped many times into serving them. Details upon request. Even very good things can become idols when we do not trust in God and love God above all things and in all things. And in the way of idolatry lies spiritual ruin. So what's to be done about it? First, if that's where you or I find ourselves are, to turn to God's mercy in Christ. God's love for us came before ever we loved God. As it says in one of the letters of John, it is not that we first loved God, but that when we did not, God loved us first. God has proved it in Jesus, going to any length to forgive and restore us all the way to the cross. We can trust in God's love. So take a minute when you can to rest in that love. Just to think about God's love, asking for God's presence. And even if you should feel nothing, to trust all the same in God's promise of love because it is true. Then, consider God's generosity. God's love gives us everything we are and everything we have. We'll say that later in the liturgy, and we should mean it. Think about it. God is so good to us. Should not we, as God's children, seek to imitate God's generosity? God knows that he does not need anything from us. But our neighbors do, here and throughout the world. So serve God, not wealth, by serving our neighbors. Put our money and our hands where our mouth is when we're in church. We cannot serve God in wealth. But if from time to time we lapse into idolatry, God comes to us in love to wake us up, forgive us, open up the new possibility in Jesus. Sheer love, sheer gift. So let us come to that God in faith and perhaps in penitence, starting with me, seeking new minds and worshiping and serving the God of love above all things and in all things, and our neighbors as ourselves. The outcome? To restore the rightful, God-given balance of things, and to do so to our eternal joy, now and forever. Amen.